In 2017, Julie Crabtree was Summerfest's Best in Show, but she was still surprised to be chosen as this year's featured artist.
I was shocked, and then she said, "Oh, you have to come back next year if you're going to be the featured artist." I said, "Not a problem."
Last Summerfest was Crabtree's first time visiting Logan. Her work is mixed medium, vivid works of paint and embroidery. She's often inspired by landscapes. She found Utah's unique landscape especially fascinating and plans to create some pieces inspired by it for the festival.
When I'm driving around, I'm constantly looking at landscapes, shapes of trees, you know, the hills, the skyline, the sky, everything is, you know, it's a wonder I stay on the road sometimes.
Crabtree says her unique style is part of what made her stand out at Summerfest. In England, where she was born, embroidery is more of a common medium. Growing up, her father painted and her mother embroidered. Her style is inspired by both of them. Crabtree, who lives in Wisconsin, says she's excited to come back to Utah.
I am looking forward to exploring a little bit more. I really didn't have time, and doing some reading and research, there's such a lot to see.
Summerfest is accepting applications for visual artists, performance artists, and food vendors through February 18th. Volunteer applications will remain open through June 1st. For more information, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.